When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, with John Scott Trotter, his chorus and orchestra, Skits Henderson, the Charioteers, Peggy Lee, and here's our golden-voiced Thrush himself, Bing Crosby.
Thrush? Yes. Thrush, yes. This is lint on my shoulders, not feathers, Ken.
Well, I know it wasn't dandruff.
Anyway. Please, in the future, watch your introductions, will you? Last year, you called me a silver-toned canary, and I got 4 tons of birdseed for Christmas. Yes, I did.
Well, what'd you ever do with all that bird seed, Bing?
Well, I dumped it out in the backyard. It was very nourishing, too. The sparrows in my neighborhood got so muscle-bound they couldn't fly.
How'd they get around?
Stole my station wagon or something. Ken, you know we developed some fat finches around there that make Lauritz Melchior sound like a titmouse.
Really?
But enough of this bird seed. If the Orioles, the vocal group, will flutter around, we'll chirp our way through A Gal in Calico.
A gal in calico down in Santa Fe, used to be her Sunday beau till I rode away. Do I want her? Do I want her love? Yes, siree. Will I win her? Will I win her love? Wait and see. Working with a rodeo, go from town to town, see most every kind of gal, every kind of gal, but made my heart sing, yippee-yi, hippee-oo, my little gal in calico.
You can have your gal dressed
and dressed and satin, those who drape their shapes and crepe their sheets. Take your pretty gal to go around high hat and think, and they look swell and velvety. When they're wrapped in sable, we're
not able to imagine how they look.
I'm just a country boy, and any country boy knows a fancy cover doesn't make a fancy book.
Knows a fancy cover doesn't make a book.
Take my gal in calico,
calico,
down in Santa Fe,
Santa Fe, Santa Fe.
Yes, I'd better let her know that I feel this way. Is she waiting, she better be. Am I hoping to be roping her? Yes, three. I'm going to quit the rodeo. Gonna settle down by a bolt of calico,
calico,
or a wedding gown. Then will I fence her in, yippee-yi, hippee-oo, my little gal in calico.
Yippee-yi, yippee-oo.
Great thing. Yippee-yi, yippee-yo, yippee-yi, yoo-hoo!
Ken, is this what Calico does to you?
Why, no, that's what Philco does to me. Yoo-hoo!
Wait a minute. This boy seems to have snapped his cap.
Yeah?
Not a very pretty spectacle, I want to tell you, when the president of the Afra blows his top right in front of the radio.
I haven't blown my top.
Well, what's come over you,
well,
dear boy?
At least not as much as I should, considering at this Christmas the Philco dealers have the biggest selection of new radios and radio phonographs since before the war.
Well, yippee-yi, yippee-yay, and yahoo.
Yeah, you can say that again,
Ben. Oh, no, Ken, I could never again get the same feeling.
You could get the same feeling, Bing, if you drop in any Philco dealers with me and see that you can give something new and different for Christmas.
You're right, Carp. I'm familiar with Philco's brand-new invention, the 1201. Philco's new kind of radio phonograph.
Yeah, what about that marvelous new Philco Portable, the smart set with the smart set?
Aren't we the ones to have such clever merchandise? And how munificent of the Philco people to let us sell these sets instead of keeping them all for ourselves.
Boom, bing.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. This boom, Christmas, boom. There's a Philco for everyone.
Master Skitch Henderson, aged 27, 11 months and a fortnight, drops his popsicle now and joins me in Rumors Are Flying.
Rumors are flying that you've got me sighing, that I'm in a crazy kind of a day, a lazy sort of a haze. When I go walking, I hear people talking. They say our affair is not just a passing day, and they whisper about the flower I keep sending you by the dozen, and they wonder about the hour that I spend with you. It's got 'em buzzing. Rumors are flying, and I'm not denying that people are sure I'm falling in love with you. 'Cause for a change, darling, all the rumors are true.
Hand just now is to present Peggy Lee. Peg was here last week, and those of you who heard her will understand why she's a definite must for this week.
Well, thank you, Mr. C. You seem to be in an expansive holiday mood this evening.
Oh, I'm jolly, Peg, jolly. Got my Christmas shopping all done. Mm-hmm. Bought the kids just what they wanted, you know, a herd of sheep.
Well, what do your boys want with a herd of sheep?
Oh, they'll take anything to get out of mowing the lawn. Yeah.
Bing, huh? I just can't believe that you're the father of four boys.
Well, Peggy, as they say on the Red Skelton show, now medical science offers proof positive. Which brings us to your first musical offering, Peg. What'll it be?
It's all over now.
Oh, this I know will be great.
It's all over now. I
lovely. That was grand, Peg, and don't go cutting out just yet, because you and I have a little duet to dish up in the semi-immediate future. Currently, we adjust our auditory apparatus and fix our attention upon the blonde youth ogling the 88, in a number which he tenderly dedicates to Skitch Henderson. Here is Skitch Henderson playing The Man I Love.
Oh, gosh, Bing, I'm not as crazy as myself about that.
Now, what, Liz? I'm not as crazy as myself about that.
I'm not as crazy
about
myself.
This boy's talking Esperanto.
I used to be, but
wait a minute now. Where does this go right back? Right. Here is Skitch Henderson playing The Man I Love.
Well, gosh, Bing, I'm not as crazy about myself as all that. I used to be, but we quarreled.
You see, you lost a big laugh. If you'd have read that right the first time, you'd have got a 5-minute yacht. If you're not conscious of your good looks, Skitch, why are you always staring into the mirror?
Well, Bingo, I'm hoping to shave soon.
Oh.
And the minute anything sprouts, I'm going to grab my chick and defuzz.
The impassioned longings of boyhood. I tell you, Skitch, you can get a head start now by skipping over to the keyboard and working yourself into a ladder. Come on now. Push, pull, click, click. Push, pull, click. Very clever, Skitch. Kid plays a lot better than he talks. You can see that. At this point, I want to make bold to do a tune that's very big just now. With torch in hand, I climb a ladder to the highest mic on the stage to sing the old lamp ladder.
Made the night a little brighter. Hear the patter of his feet As he came toddling down the street, his smile would hide a lonely heart, you see. If there were sweethearts in the park, he'd pass a lamp and leave it dark, remembering the days that used to be. For he recalls when dreams were new, he loved someone who loved him too, who walked him alone in memory. He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago. Now if you look up at the sky, you'll understand the reason why the little stars at night are all aglow. He turns them on when night is here, he turns them off when dawn is near, the little man we loved so long ago.
Charioteers in a rare humor tonight that choose to dally with romance, because I see they're singing, I love you for sentimental reasons. Charioteers, that was fine. Yeah, to those of you who are not accustomed to peering at the credits on sheet music, we'd like to remind you that Miss Peggy Lee not only sends a song through the mic, she's also put quite a few of them down on paper, along with Dave Barber. Tonight, they've come up with a new one recently titled, I believe it's in your script there, Peggy. What's the name of it?
Yes, Everything is Moving Too Fast.
Well, let's sing it together. I'll slow it up for you a little.
Okay, Bing, let's take some and leave some.
Yes, ma'am.
It used to take a farmer a day to get to town. Now it takes a minute till the plane comes down.
'cause everything's moving too fast. Everything is moving too fast. You better save your money, 'cause everything is moving too fast.
You used to eat your spinach, now you never will. Because you think it's modern to take it in a pill. And everything is moving too fast. Everything is moving too fast. You better save your money, because everything is moving too fast.
I had a covered wagon, then a Model T. I put them in the junkyard, they don't jump enough for me. 'Cause everything is moving too fast. Everything is moving too fast. You better save your money, 'cause everything is moving too fast.
You used to talk of rockets shooting to the moon. I thought that you were crazy, but I'm taking one at noon. And everything is moving too fast. Everything is moving too fast. You better save the money, 'cause everything is moving too fast.
My papa used to get his kicks from music that was sweet.
Now he gets his message from a boogie woogie beat. 'Cause everything is moving too fast.
Everything is moving too fast. You better save the money, 'cause everything is moving too fast.
Sir, everything is moving muy rápido. And I would like to point out Dave Barber threw in some fine guitar behind us there. Now, Ken Carpenter, don't you think the Philco man better get a move on and segue into the Philco for Christmas department before Santa Claus crowds us off the air? Hmm?
Well, not so fast, Bing. We still got 5 shopping days to pick out that Philco radio for Christmas, and it's a cinch the pickings were never better. Not only the greatest selection of Philco radios and radio phonographs since before the war, but every one of them new in design and performance. Take a brand new invention like that 1201. You couldn't name a teenage youngster who wouldn't go for this new kind of radio phonograph. And look at those beautiful Philco console models. Why, it's 5 years since you had a chance to buy your family big sets like these. And how could you miss with that revolutionary Philco portable or the table model radio phonograph for the new automatic record changer? In fact, every one of those handsome Philco table models is a knockout. A new and attractive present. So give any one of these fine radios for Christmas, and you're giving a new world of radio listening pleasure. And you're giving a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Sorry, Ken. I know you must be ahead of me on this one. Irving Berlin's great song seems to become a permanent part of the Yuletide season.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. And may all your children old.
Gander at the gay decorations, mingle with the gay throngs, watch Bob Hope make mucky shines in the Santa Claus parade. I would like to remind you all that we'll be back at the same time next week with our Christmas show. In addition to much music in the Yuletide spirit, we will present Charles Tazewell's Christmas play, The Small One. We hope to see you then. Good night.
Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing's special Christmas show. And remember, this Christmas, give a Philco, famous for quality, award.